Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Georgia progressive groups join plans for nationwide protests against President Donald Trump this weekend. Drought conditions continue to worsen across the state. And this month in Atlanta, several major events and museum exhibitions are opening up with fashion as the focus.
Being a person who's obsessed with fashion, I saw the power of these exhibitions and I thought about my legacy and what I wanted to contribute to Atlanta.
Today is Friday, October 17th. I'm Sophie Gradas, and this is Georgia Today. Crowds of protesters are expected across Georgia on Saturday as progressive groups mobilize their second No Kings demonstration this year. GPB's Sarah Callis reports on the mass movement.
The protests are happening nationwide, including nearly 40 in Georgia. Indivisible North Metro spokeswoman Laura Judge says she hopes the demonstrations remind participants that the power is with the people.
We have no kings, no thrones, no crowns here in America. What America was based on, and we're going to push back against this authoritarianism that we see.
Activists in Atlanta will rally at the Civic Center, followed by a march. The ongoing government shutdown and National Guard deployment to cities around the U.S. are expected to be themes in rally speeches. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
Researchers are looking at ways to recognize dementia early by paying attention to behavioral changes. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on the annual Brain Health Forum held at the Carter Center in Atlanta.
Older adults experiencing changes in mood, behavior, or personality could be at risk for dementia, especially when coupled with cognitive decline. Dr. Christina Pritchett is with Emory School of Medicine.
For instance, in the cases of frontotemporal dementia, it might be more like feeling more impulsive or inappropriate in social settings, like making rude comments to people. But in Alzheimer's, it might be more fear or confusion driven.
Pritchett says agitation and irritability impact up to 70% of people living with Alzheimer's disease. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Drought conditions are worsening across the state, impacting key Georgia crops, cotton and peanuts, as well as the North Georgia fall colors season. The U.S. Drought Monitor, updated on Thursday, shows 64% of the state in moderate to extreme drought, up from 58% just last week. The National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center was updated yesterday. Its long-range forecast shows much of Georgia, but especially the south of the state, facing drier than normal conditions through Friday. And for those eager to see the changing leaves, the Georgia Forestry Commission's latest Leaf Watch says that lack of rain is slowing foliage progression, although 45% of trees above 3,000 feet had changed color as of Wednesday. About 13,000 Georgians facing higher energy bills are expected to get some relief. The state's Utility Regulating Public Service Commission yesterday advanced a plan to release $5 million to low-income customers of the state's largest natural gas provider, Atlanta Gaslight. That's to help with bills this winter. Panel members will vote on the plan on Tuesday. This comes as early voting has begun for November 4th election, in which two commissioners on the PSC are seeking to keep their seats. There's also concern about how cuts to federal funding might affect the low-income home energy assistance program. In some states, the program is currently in limbo under the federal government shutdown, while in others, applications are open to apply for assistance checks.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season two of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Major events and museum exhibitions are opening in Atlanta this month, featuring fashion as fine art from local and global designers. GPB's Christy York Wooten takes us directly to the catwalk and behind the scenes.
Models strut down the runway to West African drumbeats inside a packed former Forever 21 store at Atlantic Station. It's Atlanta Fashion Week, and Georgia Tech grad Octavius Terry is presenting his latest collection for his brand Groom, alongside the Soraya collection from Senegalese designer Safitou Sek. It's part of a flurry of October events flexing Atlanta's international fashion muscle, including the opening of Fashion Statements at Atlanta's High Museum.
Being a person who's obsessed with fashion, I saw the power of these exhibitions and the type of community that it can build and how happy people are to come in and have something incredibly democratic and expressive. And so I thought about my legacy and what I wanted to contribute to Atlanta.
That's Lauren Amos, a Columbus, Georgia native who wants to see fashion thrive in Atlanta the way concerts and sports do. She gave the High Museum a multi-million dollar gift to support new exhibitions such as Couture and Curiosities from Dutch designers Victor and Roth.
We're from a country where at the time there was hardly any fashion. There was no fashion industry, no fashion media, no fashion culture. So fashion didn't really exist. It was considered as a hobby. So our work in the beginning was really like circling around fashion and what fashion could be. And the art world picked it up. So we started presenting in galleries and museums before we started doing catalog shows.
Curator Thierry Maxime Loriot said Atlanta will be the only U.S. city to stage the show.
Here we have a collaboration with Ahmad Barber and Dante Morris, who are locals from Atlanta, and they created a series shooting the archives of Victor and Rolf. So, you know, I think there is a very strong social message in the work of Victor and Rolf, and a sense of humor, a sense of irony, and I think it's very important to support this.
A few days later, Savannah College of Art and Design president Paula Wallace presented Pharrell Williams with the college's Andre Leon Talley Lifetime Achievement Award, named after the North Carolina-born Vogue editor and former SCAD board member and curator, who is the subject of SCAD Fashion's latest exhibition, Style is Forever. Pharrell now serves as creative director of Louis Vuitton's menswear, but has a long history of collaborating with Atlanta musicians such as T.I., Future, and Migos. In conversation with songwriter and SCAD student The Dream, Pharrell says the tribute to Andre Leon Talley is a must-see and a watershed moment for Black artists and fashion in the South.
He was the South personified. You know, we're from the South, but we don't all walk around with, like, accents and talk slow and adhere to the stereotypes of the North. When it comes to us, he was global. All the things that like Andre's known for, the idea that this guy's impact was so strong that it led me here today to see that jaw-dropping exhibition. You guys, this is not New York. This is not Milan. Just in Georgia.
Here's SCADFASH Executive Director Alex Deloach-Davis.
Atlanta in particular, we are finding ourselves and finding our voice and sharing it with the world and bringing the world here to come and see and hear and experience what we have to say. For Andre, people got to know him and said, well, who are you and where did you come from? We've never seen anyone like you before. Then he got an opportunity to explain his root, which is that Southern grace.
For GPB News, I'm Christy York Wooten in Atlanta.
All right, that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. If you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, you can take a moment right now and keep us current in your podcast feed. If you have feedback, we would love to hear it. Please email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Sophie Gratis, and we will see you on Monday.